Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Invite you to pray, to sing, to praise the Lord with us. So go ahead, grab your Bibles, your pen, and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Word of God. And at this time, we're going to ask this evangelist, Maybelle Edmond, to lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for another chance to come before you in prayer. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us all day long. We thank you for giving us another week, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and mercy. We don't deserve your mercy, but we thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you blessed and kept us. We thank you for another day, Lord Jesus, with our minds stay on you. Oh, my God, we pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Meet us here tonight on this broadcast. Take full control, O Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Let, O not out of transgression. We know you're able tonight. We're depending on you. We're waiting on you tonight, Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done, Lord. Move in a miraculous way. Work miracles, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal the cancers, O Lord. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Be merciful tonight, O Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on us, O Lord. One by one and name by name. Move every way and everything that is not like you. Help us to be sound in thy will. Oh, my God, have mercy on us, Jesus. We're seeking to please you. We want your will to be done in us, O Lord. Not our will tonight, Lord. Let our will perish. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to consecrate ourselves unto the work of the Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, put your words in our mouth. Let us speak the words that you would have us to speak. Move, Jesus. Let some soul be blessed. Let some soul be delivered tonight. We know thou art a deliverer. Power, oh, Lord. Send on help, Lord. Send on mercy tonight, Lord. Jesus, be merciful unto us, O Lord. Cause thy face to shine upon us. Bless us in a special way. You know our every need. You know our prayer before we call. We are down here waiting on you, Lord. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our very present help, Lord. Jesus, we need you right now, Lord. Come to our rescue, O Lord. Move in a mighty way, Jesus. Grant our petitions according to thy will. Let your will be done in us, Lord. Help us to seek to please you and not ourselves. Oh, my God. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be ready, Lord, when you call our name. Help us be found without spot or wrinkle nor any such blemish. But help us to be ready, Lord. We want to be saved. We want to endure until the end. Help us to make this journey, Lord. Help your people to go through, Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world, Lord. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting on you. We're depending on you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, move in a mighty way, Lord. Bless this broadcast tonight. Send your word. Send your anointing. Take full control. Speak through the speaker, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, feed our souls with manna from on high. Give us strength where we are weak and build us up when we are torn down. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, help us unto the end, Lord. Give us that strength that we need to go through. Help us to hold down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are weak, but thou art strong. We know you're able to take us through. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you will go with us and stand by us. Pray that you will save our unsaved family members and our loved ones, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. You know them one by one and name by name. Save them, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Heal them that are sick. All those who are listed on the prayer list, have mercy on them tonight, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Heal, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on those who are incarcerated. We pray that you touch them tonight. Deliver them, O Lord. Change their minds. Change their hearts. Give them a mind to want to serve you. Help them, oh, Lord. mind to live for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray that you go into the hospitals, deliver the souls of men. Have mercy on them, Jesus. We know you're merciful, God. Pray that you look on the bereaved families, all those who have lost loved ones and family members. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Move, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Deliver the bound. Deliver tonight, Lord. We know thou art a strong deliverer. You're able to situation. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Have thine own way. All those names that are listed on the prayer list, we pray that you touch them one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, every name that we have not called, we pray that you will touch and bless. You know all about them, Lord. You know the situation. Fix it tonight, oh, Lord. Have thine own way. And let thy will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory. Thy name, thanks and praise unto thy holy name, Jesus, for thou art so worthy, and your name is worthy to be praised. In thy name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless thy holy name. Glory, 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 glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for this prayer. And at this time, this broadcast is turned back into the hands of the host for tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And we want to welcome you once again to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Sheila Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we still want to remember him, and we are so glad that you chose to spend your night with us, your evening with us. And on tonight's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. We also have Evangelist Mabel Edmond, who is a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the first book of Psalm in the first verse. The first number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." And after the reading of his word, the first number of Psalm, the first throughout the six verses throughout its entirety. And we just want to let you know that our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. And one is O-N-A. You may also go to that same website to hear our previous broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy, you'd like to have a mark after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, if you have a scripture or a testimony you'd like to give, you can definitely give us a call. Phone number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., you guys are welcome to call Breath Hope for Barrett Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church holds Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Mitt Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. Added to our prayer list is Gregory Smith, the Breed, Frazier, Carr, Lansing family. We want to continue to pray for Sean Colbreth, for the Breed, Williams, Edmund family, for Tracy Curry, for Daryl Mercado, Mahed Shada, Percy, Steve Field, Evangelist Mae's cousins, the Prahan family, Steve Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them, Elderberry Johnson and the Breed Johnson family, the Spriggs family. We want to continue to pray for the Breed Gatewood family, for Tamika Huff, the Moore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, the Breed Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breed Anderson family, for Robin Mansay, who has cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Antonio, Celeste Paul, Andrew Marshall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And I also want to give the information, the mailing address for Mother Frazier's children. If anyone would like to send me sympathy cards or anything else to the family. And that phone number is 130 Austin Oaks Drive, Ellenwood is one word, Georgia, 30294. And it's my understanding that arrangements are still being made. But if when we get the information, we can share that as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would just like to sing a portion of this song, not a lot of it, just attempt to sing just a small portion. There is nothing more precious than Jesus to me. Let her and her treasures be gone. I'm rich as can be when my Savior I see. I'm happy, happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God. I thank God I can say I'm happy, happy with Jesus alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Broadcast. Thank the Lord for the song that was sang. I thank the Lord because I'm happy with Jesus. I'm satisfied. I'm not looking for anything. I don't have anything on the side. But I'm happy with Jesus because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Glory to God. When Jesus came into my life, he brought joy, joy, joy into my soul. That old heavy burden, that burden of sin that I was carrying, it was no more when Jesus came into my heart. The songwriter said, Jesus came into my heart. Oh, the joy that flooded my soul when Jesus came into my heart. I tell you, when he come in, you're going to have some joy. You're going to be glad about what God has done. You're going to rejoice in the God of your salvation. You're going to praise his holy name. And truly, yes, his name is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That's why I just had to thank God, give him some thanks for what he has done, for what he is doing. I had to give him some thanks for the great work that he has done in my life and for the great work that he has done in my father's life. The Lord spared his life. Glory to God. He came down with the COVID, and so did his wife. Both of them had COVID, and both of them went into the hospital on the same day, but only one came home. But I thank God because he spared his life, a 94-year-old man. The Lord spared him and brought him out of the hospital, healed his body, and now he has strength in his body. He's able to get up and move a little bit more by himself. Glory to God. He don't need help. I thank God for the mercy that he has bestowed. I thank God for how he touched his mind, how he's been praying. I tell you, we prayed in that place, and the Lord moved. He touched him, and now he wants to play the gospel music. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I thank God for what he is doing. He's moving by his spirit. As I told the saints, I said, God can do whatever he want to do, whenever he want to, however he want to. Glory to God. God can move on whoever he want to move on. He's still working miracles because he is a miracle worker, and his name is yet being glorified. I thank him for the work that he has done, the great work that the Lord is doing. I tell you, I'm just happy for what God has done. I'm sad that the loss of the wife, but I tell you, God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. Those that want to serve him and want to do what's right, God will make a way that they can be able to serve him, just like he did the children of Israel. He brought them out. They wanted to serve the Lord. That's all they wanted, was to serve God. And the Lord made a way for them after they prayed and prayed and prayed for 400 long years. God delivered them out of Egypt and took them to a goodly land, a land that was flowing with milk and honey. They didn't have to work for it. land was there. The food was there. The homes was there. God had it already ready for them. I tell you, he can do anything. We just have to trust him and take him at his word and believe God, believe what he said. I thank God. I thank God for the miracle that he has worked. He didn't have to do it. But God, being a merciful God, he did it. And I'm glad about it. I'm thankful for what he has done. I got a mind to continue to serve the Lord and to do what the Lord would have me to do. And I want to be what he wants me to be. Church, people of God, sisters and brothers, those out there in radio land, trust in the Lord. Submit your way unto the Lord, and the Lord will bring it to pass. But you got to give it to Jesus. Submit your way unto him, and he will work things out for you. You may not be saved, but God can save you. He can bring you out of your situation.
Amen.
Whatever that situation is that's going on in your life, God can bring you out. He can deliver. God has worked miracles. 98-year-old man came down with COVID, and the Lord delivered him out of it. And my father, being 94, the Lord delivered him out of it. I'm glad about it. I tell you, before that, he wasn't eating, wasn't drinking, and he was just laying around, and he was sleeping. But God, I tell you, he came in, and he touched and blessed. Now he's eating up almost everything around here in the house. I tell you,
that's all right.
He called me Sunday morning and said, I just can't get enough to eat. I was so happy down in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
In myself, I was thinking, let him eat up everything.
Man.
Let him eat as much as he wants. Glory to God. Because he needed strength, and God started giving him strength in his body. And I tell you, he's just a happy man now. He feels so much better. Glory to God. Even being tested and going through some serious situations that he's going through, and he's happy. I tell you, how much more should we, being the people of God, we should be happy.
Amen.
And we should be giving God praise and thanks.
Yes.
Lord, just for having Christ in our lives. If you never got healed, as long as you got Christ, I'd rather enter into the kingdom of God, call for a name, but I'd rather have Christ on the inside.
Yes.
As long as I got Christ, everything will be all right. So be encouraged, people of God. We want you to continue to look to the Lord, and thank you once again for tuning into this broadcast. And we thank the Lord at this time. We thank God for the speaker of the hour. Okay, we have a beautiful speaker on tonight. She preaches the word of God. She teaches the word of God. And she helps us. Glory to God. Through that word of God, she projects that word. And if you receive it, you will be blessed on tonight. So let us get our hearts and minds geared up to hear the word of God, coming through none other than Dr. Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we ask that you pray with her and for her as she comes forth to break the bread of life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for every one of you who tuned in. Thank God for the opening prayer, the opening scripture, the song selection. Thank God for those words of encouragement from Evangelist May and the sermonette and the testimony. Oh, glory be to God. It makes my heart glad to hear the goodness of the Lord, to hear what God is doing. Oh, that just makes me happy, makes me want to jump up and praise the Lord, because God is the one who's doing it. And we know it's God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's nobody but the Lord. He's the only one who can do these miracles. Oh, glory to God. And I just thank the Lord. I'm rejoicing at hearing the great things that God is doing. And that just really makes me happy. Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank God for everything He's already done. Praise be to God. Tonight, this is joy night. And we go ahead on and praise the Lord. We should go ahead on and lift Him up because He has done great things. He is worthy to be praised. We should not hold back our praise, but we should go ahead and just praise the Lord and lift Him up. Give Him the glory and honor that is due to His name. Praise the Lord. I just thank God it's been said and done thus far. At this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but getting ready for the Word of God. And on last night, I was on the Prayer News Network, and I just want to play that message tonight. It's already recorded, and I would like to have that message played here tonight. So if you will, just tune in and listen to the Word of God with our minds on the Lord. Amen. God bless.
Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to yield the platform to our speaker, amen, of the hour, in the person of our very own, amen, Pastor Evangelist Sheila Hameen, amen, from Holy Temple Church of God out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord as she takes the platform at this time. God bless you, woman of God. The platform is down into your hand.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so thankful that God has blessed us once again to be together on the Prayer News Network Global. And I truly thank God for this great ministry. I thank God for everyone who has tuned in. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord has done. And tonight, I thank God for the opening scriptures, for the song of praise, and the prayer. I tell you, God is just blessing us already. The presence of the Lord is just so strong in this ministry, going out over the airways, reaching souls everywhere. And I'm so happy for what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And I thank God for that introduction. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel. I thank God also for the visionary who established this by the grace of God and by the leading of the Lord, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise be to God, Dr. Bradley. Thank God. I'm just so excited for what the Lord is doing. And yes, on yesterday, the Lord blessed me to see another year. And I'm glad about it. I'm happy. I feel good in my soul. I feel good in my body. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has looked down on me and had mercy on my soul. Praise the Lord. And He gave me a happy day on yesterday. But it didn't just start yesterday. The happiness started a long time ago. But usually I like to celebrate the whole entire month because God has blessed me to see the return of the day. Oh, and I'm so glad about it. Filled with the mind to serve the Lord. Filled with the mind to do the Lord's will. Praise God. But I'm not going to take up that time tonight and just getting ready to go to the Word of God. So if you want to read along, get your Bibles ready. And let's prepare to go to the scriptures. Praise the Lord. I ask that you will pray with me on tonight and pray for me that the Lord will have His way. So without further ado, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we give You thanks. Heavenly Father, we come to You and we humble ourselves. Lord, we open our hearts, our minds, and our souls, oh God, to receive from You whatsoever Your word is. Lord God, minister unto us according to Your will, Lord Jesus, and You know our needs both spiritually, naturally, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever the need is, Lord God. We believe You tonight that You will minister to us through Your word. and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the Word of God. And tonight I'll be speaking from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10 and verses 14 through 21. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 1 reads, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has brought us for the same thing is who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, are the ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll stop right here with these scriptures. And tonight, the title of the message is Absent from the Body. And the theme is Present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth. And he was writing to them to explain some things concerning being absent or present with the Lord. Amen. Absent from the body, rather, and present with the Lord, and what this means to the born-again believer. As he went on to say, this is confidently, as he starts out saying, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And when he referred to tabernacle, talking about this body that we dwell in, a temporary fixture or habitation, that of a light construction. The word can be picked up from one location and placed in another. So we are walking around and our soul is living in this tabernacle. This is an earthly house. And with confidence, we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, disintegrated, terminated, ended, hallelujah, we have a building of God. And the description of the building of God is a house not made with hands. And it is an eternal house. It is a foundation that cannot be moved, hallelujah, but rooted and grounded forever and ever. It is eternal in the heavens. Praise be to God. No need for this to be a mobile or movable habitation, because once we enter into the building of God, hallelujah, we are clothed upon, amen, glory, hallelujah, as he went on describing how we groan and we earnestly desire to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Praise God. And some people are not even preparing to be absent from the body, glory to God, and present with the Lord, but seeking to stay down here as long as they can. Oh, glory to God. But we have to have this assurance. We have to know that we are rest. We have to know that this earthly house is only temporary. It's only a temporary dwelling place, praise the Lord. But one day we have to move from this place. We have to move on into the eternity. We have to move on into the afterlife, because this life is only for a short time, and we will not remain here. Glory be to God, but all I can think about is if I'm absent from the body, it means I'll be present with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Who doesn't want to be present with the Lord? Amen. And I can't help but think about the song that somebody wrote, saying that if I don't wake up in the morning, hallelujah, everything will be all right. Well, glory to God. No need to worry. No need to wonder what's going to happen or where I'm going to end up. But having that assurance, being confident enough to know that you're walking upright, you're living right, and so that whatever the day the Lord calls you, it'll be all right. Hallelujah. Absent from this body, away from this tabernacle, should it be dissolved, no need to worry, because we have a building of God. A house not made with hands, an eternal house in the heavens. Praise the Lord, groaning earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon. Praise be to God. And also, Apostle Paul mentioned how he groaned, being burdened, and it's vexing to see all the iniquity and everything that's all around us. But our desire is to be clothed upon that more mortality might be swallowed up of life. Mortality. We are mortal. Hallelujah. In the state of being subject to death. But immortality is what we are desiring to be clothed upon with. Immortality, the ability to live forever. Or in other words, eternal life. Glory to God. It's mortal must put on immortality. Praise the Lord. Now, talks about what God did. And for the self-same thing, God brought this wonder in us. Hallelujah. Also, that he has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He has given to us the earnest of the Spirit, the seriousness and the sincerity of the Spirit. Nothing to be taken for granted or lightly, but having the depth and firmness of the earnest of the Spirit. Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, when it comes our time to be absent from the body, we rejoice because we'll be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And we know that, but we are expecting by faith. As he said, we walk by faith, not by sight. This is not something we can see with the natural eye, praise the Lord, but it's that walk of faith. Having that trust in the Lord, looking to him, expecting that one day we will have in heaven, amen, we have the building of God that's not made by him. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. That's the most important part. No matter what we do, how much we desire this and we hope that, we labor that whether present or absent, we will be accepted of him. We want God to be pleased with us. We want him to be pleased with our ways. Praise the Lord. We want the Lord to be pleased with the offerings that we give. Amen. The praises that we render to him, the ministry that we perform for him, we want him to be pleased with it, and we want it to be acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the 10th verse says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. We all are going to appear before the judgment seat, and whatever we've done in our bodies, whether it be good or bad, we're going to receive that reward for what we've done in our bodies. Glory be to God. We know that the Lord, he loves us, and it is the power of the love of Christ that constrains us. Amen. That power of the love of Christ that severely restrict the scope, extent, or activity of our lives. Amen. It's a narrow way as the Lord encouraged us to enter in at the straight gate. Praise God, because narrow is the way that leads to life. Oh, praise the Lord. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. Glory be to God, but the love of Christ contains us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Everyone was dead, but Christ came and he died for us. He gave his life for us. Amen. He died in our stead. We were the ones who deserved everlasting destruction and punishment, damnation. But Jesus, he came as sacrifice. He came and he gave his life. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do what he did, but he did it because of his great love toward us. Not that we loved him, but because he loved us. Amen. So then he gave his life for all of us. And in case you don't know this, and you want to name the name of Christ, and you want to be one of his disciples, be reminded of the question that Apostle Paul asked the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, also verse 20, he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? So it is the love of Christ that constrains us. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Amen. This earthly house, this earthly tabernacle, glorify God in this body, in this tabernacle. What is dissolved, and we are absent from this earthly house. We are expecting to be present with the Lord and clothed upon with our heavenly house. Oh, praise be to God. For we are not our own, but we belong to the Lord. We have been bought with a price. The price that Jesus paid, his shed blood on the cross, hallelujah, his persecution, for his crucifixion, oh, he did it for you and for me. Oh, praise the Lord. And we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to him. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So be reminded that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God wants to live inside of our earthly tabernacle. God wants to rule in our lives, and we ought to yield him the right of way. We ought to just submit to the will of God. Humble ourselves for him and allow him to do whatsoever he pleases. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. It's so powerful. The word of God is right. And when we get into the scripture, then we really get deep into the word and we start digging down into the scriptures, we will find so many things that we never knew before, that we had no understanding of. But God, he will enlighten us. He will show us the way, because he is a God of light. He's not a God of confusion. Praise the Lord. But he makes things plain enough that we can understand, hallelujah, our need for him, our need to change our ways. Oh, glory be to God. As the scripture lets us know here in the 16th verse, wherefore, henceforth, from this time forward, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, here's a stipulation. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more after the flesh, that is. Therefore, this man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Any man, woman, boy, or girl, if you be in Christ, you're a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, take notice of this. Pay attention. All things are become new. That is, because Christ died for us. He paid the price Oh, yes, Lord. We've been bought with a price. We don't belong to ourselves. So if we're in Christ, we are constrained by his love. Amen. And he preserves us. He keeps us from evil. Amen. He gives us the power not to yield to temptation. He gives us the power to walk upright before him and not have to live in sin. The Lord, because he died to take away our sin. And if we yield ourselves to him, he will surely manifest himself and his glory to each one of us. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So being in Christ, all things are passed away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Once we got to know Jesus, oh, something happened. Oh, glory be to God. Once we were shackled by a heavy burden, beneath a load of guilt and sin. Oh, but Jesus, he paid the ultimate price. He sacrificed for you and for me. And now, I know, glory be to God, that my life is not the same as it used to be. I know that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus because something happened. It's a joy that began to flood my soul, a joy, glory be to God, that overtook my inner being and began to just spring up, hallelujah, like a well of living water. The praises of God began to spew out of my mouth, dear Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But we must maintain our faith. We must walk upright before the Lord. Praise be to God. We must turn from our ways. We must obey the word of God. We must keep his commandments. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. If you're not doing what God wants you to do, stop right now and change your ways. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Make a change. Make up your mind right now that you're going to change. Oh, glory to God. And God, he will meet you. Oh, yes, he will. And he will make a change in your life and make you a brand new creature. Oh, thank you, Lord God. You become a brand new creation. And all the old things are passed away. New. Everything becomes new. Praise the Lord. This tabernacle that we're dwelling in is fragile. Praise the Lord. This tabernacle referred to like a tent. That's fragile. It's not going to last forever. It's not eternal. It's only temporary. Praise the Lord. But God's got an eternal house prepared for us. Amen. Jesus went away to prepare a special place for you and for me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Apostle Paul talked about being reconciled to the Lord, to God, by Jesus Christ. And also that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And this God, when he sent Christ, he was also in Christ reconciling the world. Praise the Lord. Reconcile. When we think of this word, it means to restore friendly relations between, to be reunited. And the Bible lets us know clearly that it is the sin that separates us from God. Isaiah 59 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. but your iniquity, is gross sin. Your iniquity has separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Not that he can't hear. It's not that he cannot see. It is the iniquity separates us, oh, from the Lord. But Jesus came to reconcile us back to God, to reunite us with God, to restore us, to redeem us with his blood. So then we are not our own. We really don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to the Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. Oh, praise the Lord. And we walking along this way, this journey, this Christian journey, we are going to run into many things, and we may get weak along the way, might stumble and might even fall and even sin. Praise the Lord. But 1 John 6:8, praise the Lord God. 1 John lets us know in verse 8, chapter 1, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Glory be to God. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All can come short of the glory of God. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. The second chapter, verse 2, my little children, or rather verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Oh, praise the Lord. He has bought us. He has purchased us with his own blood. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So God was in Christ reconciling the world, the whole entire world. He did it to save the world. So indeed, Jesus is our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. And if you don't have a relationship with him, this is the time to get to know him, to develop a relationship with Jesus. Praise be to God. If you haven't accepted him as your personal Savior, right now is the time to accept him as your Savior. Oh, praise be to God. The hand of the Lord is outstretched to you, you. Oh, glory to God. Anyone who desires to give your life to Jesus, his hand is outstretched to you. Oh, praise the Lord. He is there to receive you. Are you willing to repent of your sins, to confess your sins before the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive you? He is faithful and just, and he will forgive your sins. He can save you. Hallelujah. He can reach you when no one else can reach you. Praise the Lord. He has the power to deliver you from all of your sins, from your bondage. Glory be to God. Because there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible. So why don't you give God a chance? And just try him this one time. Hallelujah. And I believe that you will never regret it. You will know for yourself how great God is, how good he is. Amen. You can have a relationship with him tonight. You can become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And put away the old things. Turn away from the world. Turn away from wickedness. Turn away from sin. Hallelujah. If you're living in adultery, come out of adultery. If you're committing fornication, mend your ways. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Repent and turn away from it. Oh, my Lord. Whatever you do that God is not pleased with, because one day all will be absent from the body, but all will not be present with the Lord. If we don't have our sins forgiven, if we don't do the will of God, if we don't obey commandments, we will be absent from this tabernacle, Lord Jesus, and we will go to eternal damnation, a place of destruction and torment, day and night, without end, forever, eternally, glory to God. But we have to know, without any doubt, we have to have this assurance, we have to be this confident, to know that if we are absent from the body, we'll be present with the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. If I don't wake up in the morning, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. If I'm taking my last breath right now, I know everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Well, praise be to God. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And at this time, there may be someone who heard the word tonight and heard the voice of the Lord calling unto you. Amen. Tugging on your heart. Glory be to God. Will you surrender to the Lord? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you give your life to him? Praise the Lord. Will you accept salvation of Almighty God? This great plan of salvation that God has ordained for everyone, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He's willing to save you. He's willing to deliver your soul. You don't have to try to fix yourself. You don't have to try to change yourself. But God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord, because his arms are not short that they cannot save. But he can reach you right where you are. Well, thank you, Jesus. If you just come to him as you are, just present your body before him and surrender to the Lord. Give your life to him, and God will have mercy. Praise the Lord. Whereas his face was hidden from you because of sin, he will manifest himself to you. He will make himself known to you, and he will hear you when you call. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. At this time, maybe someone desires something special from the Lord, and you've been struggling along this way, having doubt and uncertainty and perhaps unbelief. Praise God. Maybe your faith is a little weak, and you need God to strengthen your faith. You need him to take away all those doubts and the unbelief. Hallelujah. And you want him to forgive you for not believing him, because the Bible lets us know that all unbelief is sin. It's a sin not to believe God. Praise the Lord. And he will take away that spirit of unbelief. He will take it away. That's the reason why Jesus came, to take away the sin, that sin of unbelief. He died to take it all away. Be to God. And he will do it for you. Maybe somebody sick in their body. Maybe somebody feeling despondent and depressed, feeling the oppression of the cares of life, feeling cast down. Hallelujah. God will lift you up. He will take those heavy burdens off of you. He will do it for you. But you must come to him and believe that he can and that he will. Praise the Lord. The prayer has already been prayed early. And all we have to do is just believe that God is doing it for us right now. All we have to do is ask him, Lord, do it for me. Glory to God. And show your faith that you believe he's doing it for you right now. So glory to God. As we get ready to go into prayer, and I want to give you the opportunity, if there's someone who wants to make their prayer request known and speak it out over this conference line. If you want us to pray on your behalf, hallelujah, we're going into the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are humbling ourselves before him and opening up the platform that you may speak directly to the Lord and say to him what it is you desire him to do. And we're going to pray together the prayer of faith, believing God for your petition.
And if you believe it right now, God is ready to do it for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, and we call upon your holy name, asking you to have mercy. Oh, my God, we ask right now that you will save, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, lay your hand on everyone who is listening to this broadcast tonight. Touch, Lord Jesus. Move in miraculous ways. Do wonders, oh, Lord Jesus. Heal those who are sick right now. Lord God, raise them up, Jesus. Rebuke the sickness. Rebuke that illness, whatever it is that's plaguing them, Lord, in their body. We pray, Lord God, that you'll restore their health, restore their strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will save dying souls, those who don't know you, Lord. Please, Jesus, touch their minds and touch their hearts. Blot out their transgressions. Deliver their souls, Lord Jesus. Let your light shine upon them, oh Lord, and show them the way in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, my God, and we're ever looking unto you. Lord, we ask that you will stop by for just a little while and make your holy visitation. Lord, let us feel your presence. Let us feel your touch, Lord Jesus, and give us strength, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are just waiting on you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. We can't even pray. We don't even know what to pray for. But, Lord, put the prayer in our hearts. Put it in our mouth in the name of Jesus, what we should pray. You know us better than we know ourselves. Oh, my God, be merciful. Touch, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Touch,
Touch, touch right, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Lord, we need you. Yes. We need you right now, Lord. Oh, my God. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Move, Lord. While we are praying, Jesus, we need you to move for us, Lord. Find the work of Satan and cast him out, oh, Lord. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thou hast no power, Jesus. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. We pray that you touch somebody, oh Lord. Give them a mind to come to you, Lord, before it's too late. Have your way. Touch in a special way, Lord. Send deliverance. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we're depending on you right now, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we're calling on your name, Lord. There's power in your name, Jesus. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Continue to strengthen, heal, and forgive. Oh, my God, save to the uttermost. Help us to look to you, to trust in you, and take you at your word. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to send your word through her. Touch her body right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our help. You are our strength. No other help we know. We are looking to you, Lord. We are depending on your word. Your word is true and your word cannot fail. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to go forward in you, Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to believe you as the scripture has said. Help us not to doubt you, O Lord. Cast out all sin, all unbelief. In the name of Jesus, continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Can go ahead and have remarks then.
Thank God. Thank God for the word. Thank God. Glory to God. God has made a way that we can make it to that city, a city that's built and made from by not by hands, but God. He made this building that we can live forever in a mansion in heaven. And I want to go there. I don't want to be left behind, but I want to make it to that city. I know that we are just pilgrims and strangers passing. We hold out unto the end, endure, and do the word of God. Glory to God. We can make it into that city that the Lord has prepared for us. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, that we have a building that's not made by hands, but it's made by God. Glory to God. A house. A house inside of a house. Glory to God. I just thank God for the word that came through Evangelist Amin on tonight. The word of God is right all by itself. And if we expect to make it in, we got to do what the word of God says and believe on God. So we thank God for that precious word that came through her on tonight. I want to encourage her to continue. Keep on. Just keep on going. Keep on preaching that word of God. The word of God is going out, and somebody is receiving the word of God. Glory to God. Be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Talking about absent from the body, present with the Lord. And this is what we're looking for. One day our earthly tabernacle, it will be dissolved. And people, they're going to miss us from being down here because we'll be absent from our bodies, but present with the Lord. And she said there are some people who they're not preparing, but whether or not we're ready, whether or not we've made other housing accommodations, she said we have to move. So it's
time to get ready. It's time to prepare. I enjoy the word of God, and I enjoy the prayer. The enemy has no power. He has no victory. The Lord, you know, he always makes that way. So thank God. Then for me, keep on preaching the word of God. He's very much encouraged. Even though it was a recording, I could still feel the anointing, and I enjoy the word of God. Be encouraged.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. You know, and I thank the Lord because, you know, we are in this ministry together and we have help. So the enemy is defeated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, he's defeated.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. I'm just happy down in my soul. Thank God for each one of you who have tuned in, and I want to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord, continue to let God have his way in your life, and those of you who don't know the Lord, get to know him, because we are all going to leave one day. Hallelujah. And we want to make sure that we are ready. We want to know that we are going to be present with the Lord when we move out of this earthly tabernacle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for what my ears have heard, and I have enjoyed this broadcast on tonight. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, just want to see if there's anything else we need to mention, or Evangelist May, if you have anything additional.
I believe, are you scheduled to preach Sunday?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Lord's will for Pastor Jackson's, which one is this, 30?
Anniversary.
Is it the 33rd one? For his anniversary revival?
Yes.
I'm scheduled to be the speaker. That's right, 33?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm scheduled to speak at the Headquarters Church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. I believe the service begins, that morning service is at 11 a.m. And come on out if you're in the neighborhood and you need somewhere to worship. Stop on in. Amen. And enjoy the Lord with us. Praise God. So I ask that you will pray for us and pray with us, that God will give us journey mercy and that he will be with us as we go to the service and return back home. Amen. Anything else in addition to that? Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything else?
Well, that night, the service is going to be teleconference, I believe.
Oh, yes.
The phone number is 508-924-2348, and it's at 7 o'clock p.m. teleconference.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give that number out one more time.
Yes. It's 508-924-2348.
Amen. So if you don't get there for that morning service, you can also tune in to the teleconference service on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening, and we thank God for you, for your prayers, and for your patience. May the Lord bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. We look forward to you tuning in to the broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, God bless you and good night.